Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. Welcome to Bob Enyart Live. I am Bob Enyart, pastor of Denver Bible Church. The news of the day back 2,000 years ago when Jesus walked the earth was pretty rough too. In Luke chapter 13, he mentioned the 18 people killed when the Tower of Siloam fell and about worshipers from Galilee headed to Jerusalem who were murdered by Pilate's soldiers. Now, fast forward to today, and the daily headlines are hard to take. Just this morning in France, a Christian minister in church was murdered by terrorists. So to bear up under all the horror, the Lord has given us ways of being strengthened and refreshed. In addition to prayer and reading the scriptures, there is the gathering together of ourselves, so that in a corporate way, we can acknowledge God, our Maker and King, learn about Him, and especially praise Him and worship Him. That happens on Sundays all over the world, and it's happening in a big way right here in Denver this Friday and Saturday at something called Heaven Fest. The festival began in 2008, and as many as 33,000 people have attended in a single year. My family, with our boys, with our sons, they're all grown men these days, but we have attended 3 out of the last 4 or 5 festivals, and what a great time we've had. So to talk about this year's Heaven Fest, what an honor it is to have on the line the Vice President of Heaven Fest, Sterling Copeland. Sterling, welcome to Bob Enyart Live.
Hey there, Bob. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, you're so very welcome. Can we talk about this year's Heaven Fest? Because what? It's in 3 days from now.
That's right. It's coming up. It's coming up pretty quick. A year's worth of work kind of culminating for this weekend.
Mm. So if we could talk about the folks leading worship at Heaven Fest and the singers and the bands, who's going to be there?
You know, Heaven Fest is a very diversified genres of music, so it's not just, you're not just going to receive one type of ministry or one type of music style. We have everything from rap to worship to hard rock, the screamo kind of thing. But the headliners this year are people like Lecrae, Switchfoot, Family Force 5, 10th Avenue North, Colton Dixon, American Idol finalist, and then you just go down the list and you have more and more and more. We have 50 artists on 5 stages.
Yeah, 50. Earlier in the studio here, my producer was playing Family Force 5, and and he can't wait to get to Heaven Fest. It opens up this Friday, right, in the afternoon?
That's right, that's right. So Friday opens right around that 2 o'clock, 2:30 will be gates. It just depends on kind of how sound checks go for the artists, but typically right around that time, it goes almost pretty much all the way to midnight, you could say. We have, it goes really to 10 to 11 o'clock, but you have an after party on both nights. So
yeah, transform
it's
2
DJs. To 12, really, you could say.
Yeah.
And the next day, it's 12 to 12, you could say.
Sterling, we talked a bit about Heaven Fest yesterday, the after party. We love Transform DJs. And the groups that we mentioned yesterday, like Random Hero, and some of the ones you've mentioned, Lecrae, 10th Avenue North, Building 429, Tadashi, but also Family Force 5 and Switchfoot, but also a local Colorado favorite, someone who's been on The Voice, which is a national network competition.
That's right.
And he's a local guy. He's Biff Gore. And he happens to be the president of Colorado Right to Life. He's an extraordinary worship leader and an all-around Christian leader. So it's exciting that Biff will be also at Heaven Fest, and that's Friday afternoon.
That's right. Yeah, Biff's a great friend of the ministry. I actually attended Highline Church, where he leads worship every Sunday, and so I became good friends with Biff, and it's been really cool to see him, you know, through the Voice, kind of have national recognition. So it's pretty great.
Oh yeah, just super. And then also there's a talent competition. And one of the members of our church, Denver Bible Church, had entered this months ago, and we're all, you know, rooting for her and watching her videos, and you know, it was really fun. But could you tell us a bit about the talent competition?
Yeah. It's something that we've been doing for the last couple years here, and basically we allowed artists to submit videos and kind of profiles of who they are, what they're about, and then the fans were able to vote. It was about a 45-day period where they were able to vote on which artist they wanted to see perform at Heaven Fest. And then we're going to have, we picked three finalists, and they're all going to have an opportunity live at Heaven Fest to perform to win the competition. And if they win, then they're automatically signed for next year. And then they get entered into a national competition that would pay for an entire tour if they won that. So it's a wild ride if you're able to go all the way.
Yeah, that's so much fun. You know, our family, our whole church, in fact, are homeschool families, and there are speech and debate competitions. There's all kind of course, sport. Our family is a hockey family, travel hockey for the last 10 years. But to be able to compete with the talents that the Lord has given you with musical ability and using your voice, it's just a lot of fun. It's very encouraging, and it's something thousands of people, especially young people, but I don't think I'm too old, 57 years old, thousands of people could come together and enjoy the Lord in a very uplifting environment.
Yeah, and Bob, what you touched on was, you know, what does it kind of look like? What does the demographic kind of look like? And over the last few years, we've kind of changed it from just a youth kind of concert to much more of a family festival. And so we have activities throughout those 2 days. You know, whether or not you're big into Christian music or big into the bands, you have things you can be doing the whole day.
Well,
we call them our activities and zones.
Well, there's so much for
Adventures in Odyssey is bringing a huge kids area.
Yeah.
We have a skate park provided by Skate Ministry. A sports ministry is coming in. There's going to be a bunch of sports. We have a car and bike show, and then we have a 300-foot balloon launcher. I mean, there's things to do the whole time.
Yeah,
when you're there, not to mention over 100 exhibitors.
Well, and the splash zone will be so great for kids. And like you said, Adventures in Odyssey, you know, just so encouraging, healthy, wholesome, God-honoring entertainment for your kids. And now the kids who love Adventures in Odyssey, they come to Heaven Fest this Friday and Saturday, and there's a whole part of the area set aside for them, and so they can enjoy Adventures in Odyssey up front. The bike and car show, how fitting, because this whole event is at Bandimere, right? Right off of C-47.
You're right. Bandimere Speedway, the quarter-mile track built right into the side of the mountain in Morrison, Colorado, so right outside of Denver. And it's a great venue. We have five stages that come. Yeah. And the main stage is on the starting line of the track.
Yeah.
So you get to be, as an attendee, you know, when you go to Bandimere, this historic site, you rarely ever get to be
on the
track. And we allow everybody to be on the track. There'll be thousands that'll be standing on the track, sitting, and then also people in the grandstands. It's an incredible location.
Yeah, you're normally up in the grandstands, and that's it. And I bring earplugs, you know, when we go to a race. But to be right down on the track, yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. And John Bandimere's been there for so many years, and what an asset to the community that he is. And so is this how many times have you guys been at Bandimere now?
Last year was our first time.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
The second consecutive year at Bandimere.
Yeah, that's just super. And so I also wanted to thank you guys for the slogan of Heaven Fest. It's so encouraging. Transforming lives, populating heaven.
That's right. It's something that we came up when we kind of rebranded a few years ago. Something that we were just, we wanted to, I guess, go away from just the concept of being that concert, being an activity that's just entertainment. You know, if we're gathering all of these people for something really cool, we have an opportunity to allow these artists who, like you said, are gifted in that way to be able to communicate the gospel. And so basically, though we plan on having a great time, we said our hearts say that we want everything to be focused on God. And so that means a transformative experience, transforming lives, something, being around other believers, being in a community, the corporate worship that you were talking about earlier, and then the other pieces, populating heaven. We have evangelism that's going to be going on every stage, every hour of the festival, of the two-day festival, and we have about 200 volunteers that are just there for prayer, evangelism, live baptisms. So we really are focusing on not just the activities and the fun pieces, but honoring God through the whole thing.
On Sterling, you mentioned on the stages, you've got four stages, is that right? Four main stages?
Yeah, we have five official stages at Heaven Fest between everything, yes.
Okay, and I wanted to ask you if you ever heard of a phenomenon back in the 70s. It was called the Jesus Gatherings back on the East Coast. Jesus 76.
The Jesus Movement? Is that what you're talking about?
Well, part of that, yeah, Jesus 76, Jesus 77, Jesus 78. Yeah. I attended those in Florida and in Western Pennsylvania. And I was a brand new Christian, young Christian. And I remember going to the one in Florida. And there were tens of thousands of people there. And I had arranged my transportation so that the day after, I could have a day and go to Disney World. You know, I'm a teenager. Sounds fun. Well, it was so phenomenal to worship the Lord with so many people, whereas the world is so filled with animosity toward God. To come together with brothers and sisters and worship the Lord, when it was all over, I didn't want to go to Disney World. I thought it would be a letdown. So I skipped Disney World, and I just hung around. I helped the folks. You know, we had to clean up the campgrounds, and people, thousands of people left the place as clean as could be, but we had to load up, you know, the trash onto the dump trucks and all. So this is the kind of event that if you bring your kids or your grandkids or just bring your wife, bring yourself, it could really be something that makes an impact on you for the rest of your life.
Yeah, absolutely. That was our hope, and certainly our whole team here at Conference Ministries that puts on Heaven Fest. We all came from Promise Keepers, that large move of God men's ministry, and so we've been seeing large events, you know, and facilitating large events for years. And so there's nothing quite like an altar call where you see thousands of people raise their hands or thousands of people storming the stage to receive Christ. It's one of the things that, despite all of the complications, all of the work that goes into it, when you see that moment, it makes it all worth it. So it's something you don't want to miss. And if you have friends that are non-believers, this is the place, a really non-threatening place to bring a lot of your friends.
Well, what a great point. And with Heaven Fest just around the corner this Friday now, July 29th, and Saturday, July 30th, I know you're so busy, but let me tell you a real quick story about Promise Keepers and Coach Bill McCartney.
Oh, I'm always going to be able to listen to that.
Yeah,
that's
right?
Always great to me.
Yeah, and we're speaking with the Vice President of Heaven Fest, Sterling Copeland. Sterling, I know that you are outside of Heaven Fest. You stand up for the Lord, for the innocent. You're a hero. Thank you for your influence on our culture and on the body of Christ. Well, Bill McCartney, Coach Bill McCartney from the CU Buffs, they won the national championship. He was wanted as a speaker all over the country and even around the world. And we wanted to get him to speak at one of our pro-life events, Operation Rescue Colorado. And we sent a request, and he said, well, I'll see if I could get it in my schedule. And then months went by, and we couldn't get a yes or even a no. So we went to King Soopers and had them make a big cake and decorate it like a football field with the football players in helmets and diapers as little babies. And it said, the future CU Buffs, with a thank you card and asking coach if he'd be able to speak. And, you know, that was delivered to the athletic office up at CU. And within 5 minutes, our phone rang, and Coach confirmed that he would be our speaker. We had the most extraordinary event in the history of Colorado's pro-life rescue effort. Truly extraordinary.
Wow.
And where Bill McCartney talked about the Lord Jesus Christ, and in the most meaningful way, and because we love God and we love our neighbor, therefore we intervene to try to save people from destruction. It was
awesome. Coach is a great man, and he it's wild to think that he led that movement. You know, God obviously was the one that did the lion's share of everything, but certainly Coach was the figurehead in that time.
Oh, yeah.
And he certainly could rally the troops like a good football coach can.
Yeah, and a movement, it's more like you ride the movement. You go along for the ride.
And, that's right. Holding on for dear life maybe is a better way
that's
to put
exactly
it for them
right.
in the 90s.
So the when and the where, we talked about when. It's this Friday and Saturday.
July 29th, 30th.
And, of course, people could go to the website for more information. That's as easy as can be.
Yeah, that's right. Heavenfest.com is where you're going to find everything, you know, tickets. There's going to be huge discounts for group tickets, so get a group together and go. You have 3 days. To get ready for it and prepare, but it's going to be an incredible weekend.
Mm-hmm. And the group tickets, I think they begin as few as 4 people, right?
Correct. Yep. Correct. There's family. We call them family 4-packs, but there are 4-packs of tickets. And then there's, if you do groups of 10 or more, you can sign up as a huge group, and that is even more discounts. So there's so basically we're encouraging you to bring others, because it is a community event. We're trying to grow the church and grow the body, and so we want people to bring people. So we try and make it as easy as possible with our ticket structure.
All right. Well, Sterling Copeland, what an honor to have you on the show, Sterling. The years I've known you, I don't think you've ever been on. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Bob. I really appreciate it, and I love what you guys are doing.
Okay, appreciate that. And so Heaven Fest this Friday and Saturday, it's going to be exciting. If you are outside of the Denver area, it certainly is worth a long drive, an overnight drive, and stay in the Denver area. People who come to visit Denver Bible Church, they'll often stay in Golden. There's a couple really neat historic-like hotels. I don't know how old they are, but in Golden, right along I-70, there's inexpensive hotels, and it's worth it. And in fact, just north of Bandimere Speedway is Dinosaur Ridge. And the last time I was at Dinosaur Ridge was about 2 weeks ago with one of the scientists from Henry Morris's group, Brian Thomas. If you recall, Brian was on the show for a couple of Real Science Radio programs. He and I went, we walked through Dinosaur Ridge, and there's a visitor center there. Of course, everything is old Earth, millions of years and evolution, but it's pretty neat to see, especially the large trackway of dinosaur footprints. So if you were to come here to Colorado and stay overnight, Saturday morning, certainly going to Dinosaur Ridge would be fun. And then after that, you go right into Heaven Fest. It opens early on Saturday. On Friday, I think the gates open at 2 o'clock. On Saturday, about noon, maybe 11:30. So Saturday morning, Dinosaur Ridge sounds fun. And if you do come into town, I know it's all last minute, but think about Sunday morning at Denver Bible Church, because we are just minutes from Heaven Fest, or from wherever you may have your hotel room if you're coming into town, and we highly recommend it. If I could go back to talk about the Jesus rallies of the 70s, and back when they were held in, you know, every year or two for, and I've never gone back to research it. I was there. I lived it. But they were held every year or two for maybe about a five-year period. And I recall that there would be 40,000 people, 50,000 people for 3 days. And typically it was the vast majority of those people camping out. It was absolutely an extraordinary time. And it was absolutely an extraordinary time. And what an impact it made in my life. I recall going down with a group of young people, you know, one or two adults as chaperones, thankfully, and spending 3 days with Christians. Now, here at Heaven Fest, it's 2 days, Friday and Saturday this weekend. But spending those days, and from early until late at night to when you're utterly exhausted, you're thinking about the Lord. You're focusing on Him. You're with family or friends. You're hearing people come together from all over the country who are extraordinary at worshiping the Lord, praising the Lord, encouraging others, offering their gifts and their talents back to God and for the edification of the body of Christ. So what a great time I had, and what an impact it made in my life. And our sons, you know, we have 7 sons, Cheryl and I, together. We've been married for 22 years. Is that right? 22 years? I get in trouble sometimes. Been married for 22 years. And we decided many years ago that because the culture is so ugly and so immoral, so wicked, that we knew that to be good parents, there would be so many things that our kids would not participate in, including what? Just typical R-rated movies that all the kids see. Really, all the kids don't see them, but we would not be partaking of sexually immoral entertainment, which tragically is increasingly common among, you know, millions of families with kids who grow up and they're addicted to pornography and unfettered access to the internet and all, that we would not participate in all that. So how do we show our kids that we love them when 1,000 times over, things that they would otherwise maybe do, they're not doing? So what Cheryl and I consciously decided when the kids were young, and now I'm glad they're grown so they don't know this, because they could use it against us, but that what we wanted to do was bring them to events that would be really fun and uplifting. And if we couldn't afford to bring them to some event, whatever it was, if it was a Christian event or going hiking in the mountains or going to California with Boy Scouts and whatever it was, canoeing in the Boundary Waters in Canada, you know, 40 miles of canoeing over a week, whatever it was, if we couldn't afford it, we would find a way to make money on the side to afford it. If we didn't have the time because we were too busy, we would find the way to work extra hard and free up the time so we could go with our kids. And that has been a blessing for us, very possibly more than for our kids. Because for all these years, they have had many opportunities to do so many things. And some of those things, you know, the last 3 years or so, one or more of our sons has gone with the Alpha Omega Institute on their rafting and rock climbing expedition, about a week-long event in Colorado on the Arkansas River. And what an impact an event like that makes with Christians, run by a geologist. You talk about the Lord, you talk about the creation and what God has done for us, and the challenges when people mock you or ridicule you for trusting in God, our Creator, in Jesus Christ, in His death and resurrection. How do we respond? How do we answer? The Bible says, be ready to give an answer to those who ask. So one of the ways of doing that, of course, is study and be aware. But another way is being strengthened, having your batteries charged, being refreshed. And so going to something like Heaven Fest, what an opportunity. And if you live in the Denver area, then, of course, it's right here in our backyard. But if you've got to travel, and maybe if it's going to take you 6-8 hours to get here, and it's last minute, you weren't thinking about it, but you got some kids you could bring along, and they'll be thrilled, and you and your wife, come on. Now, just a word of caution, because immorality, the church is awash in immorality. If you're engaged, you're an engaged couple, and you live 4 hours away, and it's going to be a trip to come to Heaven Fest, you don't come alone. You come with a chaperone. And that is so important, so that the man could honor his fiancée and build her up and protect her, not only from criminals, that's a piece of cake, but protect her from dishonor and disrespect. So at any rate, whether you live locally here or you live far away, Sterling Copeland has been a friend of Bob and Yurt Live for many years. He stands up for the innocent. He stands up for the truth, having been part of Promise Keepers. And Promise Keepers was an important part of my life and the lives of the many men, young men that I was able to bring to Promise Keepers over the years. And so these kinds of events that come around once every so often, it's absolutely worth it. Absolutely worth it to say, I'm too busy, I can't afford it, there's no way it's going to happen, but we're going to go. Honey, get the kids, get in the car, we're going to go to Heaven Fest. And it's right in Denver, west of Denver. I-70 to C-470 at Bandimere Speedway will be great. May God bless you.
Hello, I'm Josh Craddock, and at 14 years old, I'm a little partial to Bob and Yart's manuscript, The Plot, since I helped with The Plot Boys, a series of audio Bible studies for junior high and high school students like me who want to dig deeper and better understand the Bible. The Plot is an overview of the entire Bible, because once you understand the overview of the Bible, then you have the key to understanding its details. And that's what makes the entire Bible fun to read. So please order your copy of The Plot today. Call 1-800-836-9278. That's 1-800-836-9278. Or go to kgov.com. That's kgov.com. And remember, your support, both prayerfully and financially, keeps Bob and Yurt Live on the air. Thank you.